just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
We made it, Amy.
We made it.
Traffic is a thing.
The parking is... It needs to be addressed, literally. I actually made that joke up on the way here. Do you get it? Addressed? I.e. it needs an address that we can park the cars at because there was no parking. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, who are it? Off for your Thursday. We have Holly Painter in studio. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
We're here to talk about a group show that you're a part of called I Understand You're Busy But, which is opening next Thursday, the 7th of March at RM Gallery.
It is Thursday, 7th, eh? Or is it Friday?
It's Wednesday, I'm pretty sure. I think the 7th is a Wednesday.
Oh, right. Well, today's the 1st of March, right? Or am I wrong?
Yes.
So I assumed it was the 7th, but maybe I've got it wrong.
Windows is telling me that it's the 1st.
It's definitely the 7th, but I think the 7th might be a Wednesday. Unless I've just had it wrong also in my head this entire time.
See, I just make assumptions based on actual maths.
It's a Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, oh, well, that's it. Congratulations. So, yeah, that's the show. That's when it's opening. Thanks, Kiria. It's featuring many artists. But before we talk about that, thank you so much for coming on, Holly.
No worries.
So, obviously, I've been doing some online stalking of you and your work, which I've actually discovered you previously. I was like, oh, this girl. Oh. Anyway, but I was confused at first because I was like, Holly Painter, I can't find her on Instagram. I mean, on Facebook. And then it's like, oh, her name's Paul Frank. Why is your Facebook name Paul Frank? What's the story behind that?
Paul Frank is just so cool. Honestly, like, so stupid. It's the stupidest little monkey face, but there's just something deeply, deeply attractive about him to me.
Ah.
So seemed like a natural progression from making some cooked Red Bull Paul Frank bootleg merch to just changing my name on Facebook.
I like it. It's cool. I've got to change name too. It's lots of fun doing that. Quite freeing. Now, I'm curious, some of your work, which I've discovered and have become very, very excited by, is about horses.
Yes.
And one in particular, Beating a Dead Horse, which is a sculpture and performance exploring the repetitive and constant motions of the everyday framed through the use of humour and absurdism. But it's basically a papier-mâché kind of horse head,
yeah.
Quite traditionally, like you'd see in the 50s with people, little kids when they have horses,
yeah.
Stuck onto a mob,
yeah.
Which you've got human hair and stuff on the horse,
yeah.
And whose human hair is that?
It's actually some weird extensions that were glued to my head when I was in Berlin and kind of really just doing anything I could for cash, and did a very bizarre modelling thing. And at the end of it, I was like, cool, can you take these off my head now? And she was like, babe, no, this is you for the next few weeks. It's great. Which kind of was great because over the next few weeks, I got to just kind of like slowly really tear them off my head.
Did she glue them to your head or weave them into your hair?
It was absolutely glued to my head.
Oh my goodness.
It was not a high budget shoot. Let's just say.
Wow. But beautiful blonde locks nonetheless.
Yes.
How did that feel to be blonde? Because you're naturally redhead. Actually, are you?
No, my hair is naturally brown. It's kind of this colour.
Yeah, that's red, isn't it? Ish.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. I'll roll with that.
Yeah. Red's very on vogue at the moment, I've noticed.
I had blonde hair at the time. Bleached.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
kind of very shoddily bleached.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so...
Sounds good. Okay, so with this actual work, you are sort of can you describe the video work performance that you're on the horse thing?
Yeah. So essentially, I was going to try and film it myself, and the idea was just futility of action. So I was just going to run around in circles, and I had a very, very tiny little studio. But my friend Liv came. And we shared a bottle of wine and realised that there was this amazing car park out the back. So it's pretty much me hobby horsing, I guess I would say.
That's the name for it. Yeah.
It's me on the mop with the horse head, both of our hair billowing in the wind. I've got a giant blonde wig on, galloping around a lot of me kind of just like standing, trying to look as regal and powerful as possible when you're clinging to a mop with a horse head stuck on top.
Did it feel real though for a little while, for a second? Did you feel like you were on the horse?
It was fantastic.
I want to try. I actually want to get one because I got some riding gear for my birthday.
Yeah.
Like jodhpurs and shoes and a helmet.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, and gloves. And there's nothing stopping me from making my own hobby horse.
I reckon get amongst it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to play the voiceover for that, which is, as we're going to play, it's a beautiful poem. One bit I like in particular is, I'm the waves, powerful and pure. I am the bruised hand with the whip riding into the sunset. I'm the shovel digging the hole. I'm the horse that has buried futility, control, impatience. I'm the shotgun for the limp. I am in the bullet. I'm the bullet, I'm the bruised hands holding the shovel, digging the hole, I am the dead horse. That's just a little bit. So while you're doing all this gallivanting in the car park, this overplay is playing. Take it away, Kiria.
Clippity-clop, clippity-clop. I am the lady riding the horse. I am the braids, the dressage, the performance. I am the fangirl. Posters and toys and TV shows and clubs and rotting hay. I am the adoration, I am the money. I am the hoof pick and the piles of shit. Prestige, power, image. I am the child kicked in the face. I am the dead horse. I am in the waves, powerful and pure. I am the bruised hand with the whip, riding into the sunset. I am the shovel, digging the hole. I am the horse that is buried. Futility, control. Impatience. I am the shotgun for the limp. I am the bullet. I am the bruised hands holding the shovel, digging the hole. I am the dead horse.
Yes, that was great. I loved it. Just a quick question about rotting hay. Did you know, I found this out recently, that hay can catch itself on fire?
Whoa.
Yeah. So So if it's packed when it's still a little bit damp and or rolled in those things, or even packed in the shed when it's not quite dry enough, the process of it rotting makes it hot and it catches on fire, which is how the hay sheds catch on fire and forests and, you know, everything like that happens.
That is a powerful visual.
I know. I learned that when I was down in Wanaka. Anyway, so your use of the symbolic nature of the horse and all its you use the symbolic nature of the horse and all its contradicting forms, broken or majestic. What are your personal feelings around horses as a symbol? Like, why horses? What got you there? Or is it just the idea of the hobby horse? Do you ride?
I have ridden horses before. Uh-huh. In high school. I had two friends who both had horses, and it's quite interesting because they were on kind of the furthest ends of each other. One of them, she was the youngest in her family, which was quite wealthy. She had all older brothers, so it definitely was kind of like a "Daddy, I want a pony" kind of buzz. So like when we wanted to go to the mall after school, instead of like digging the shit out of her horse hooves, like, her parents would come and do it kind of begrudgingly. And then my other friend...
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Like that kind of buzz. And then my other friend, her whole family was really horse-orientated. Yeah. So it was like everyone had a horse. It was like some very healthy family outings.
Horsey family,
absolutely.
Have you heard about equine therapy?
No.
Yeah, apparently it's this thing, and I predict it's going to become a massive trend on the back of the wellness trend.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's about releasing, because, you know, you have notions of the horse being a symbol of power.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been riding for a long time, and I went recently, and I forgot how strong they are.
Yeah.
And how they're actually in control.
Yeah.
And as part of, I guess, the big thing about equine therapy is that you sit on the horse and you have to actually work with them because they're the one that's in control, not you.
Yeah.
And also the movement and the motion of just being on one massages all your lymph nodes.
Ah.
Yeah. But anyway, stay tuned for equine therapy. It's coming to...
Horses are cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so now onto your vases.
Yes.
I really like your vases.
Thank you.
They remind me a bit of Matisse with his flat curves and shapes with the artwork you've done on some of them. And
that
also...
is hot.
Really? Wow. I was like, he's a bit... Wait.
Wild comparison, but I will take it.
Yeah. And I was also going to say, and Grayson Perry for some reason, which I figured out is actually because you both have the same sense of freedom and humour in your work. Do you like Grayson Perry's work?
Actually, don't know his work.
Oh my goodness!
Top of my head.
I will send you some. It's amazing.
Please do.
Yeah, you'd like it. Well, I think you'd like him and his persona more as an artist. He's very free, expressive. His work visually is kind of different, but it's completely captures the same energy that yours has.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your upcoming show at Room Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
The theme is really interesting. I'll just read a bit about what the gallery's written. Anxiety is a psychological and physiological phenomenon familiar to most of us in this contemporary time. I Understand If You're Busy aims to examine its nature in an effort to contextualise, understand, and perhaps exercise or ameliorate it through the utilising strategies of investigation, transformation, and escape. Accordingly, this exhibition attempts to play with and or make useful an otherwise uncomfortable sensation by which we are increasingly beset. As a title, I Understand If You're Busy nods to anxiety as it manifests itself in micro moments. This is very interesting, particularly within the context of texts, Facebook messages and emails. I Understand If You're Busy, I'm sorry to be a pain, it's all good if not. I wanted to check whether, no worries if not, yeah nah, can I ask a question, etc. What have you contributed to this upcoming show at IREM, and what can we expect to experience?
I am putting in the horse video. I'm doing, yeah.
Timing!
Yeah, so I'm installing a kind of half-size horse stable with the video showing on the inside and just like a very large collection of horse toys and related objects.
What do you mean by related?
Just kind of like the superfluous junk that I feel like teams up well with like horse as symbol and like futile comedy art. Just really filling up the space.
Will the hobby horse be there?
As yet undecided, to be honest.
Oh, please. Even just for opening night, I'll come in my horse riding gear, I promise.
Yeah, maybe I could have it at the entrance and people have to gallop into the space.
Just for special people like me.
just to really increase everybody's anxiety levels there.
Yeah, you have to like publicly do a performance just instead of just looking at the art. So the exhibition will examine the concept and experience of anxiety through art, writing and a series of events including poetry reading, panel discussion and storytelling. It will feature an accompanying publication to be released at a closing event, as well as the zine Anxiety, which will be launched at an associated event. So it's kind of a rolling on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's not just the exhibition.
Yeah.
There's like a panel talk about anxiety and about using anxiety as a lens for art or for creativity. And then there's the zine launch, and then there's the publication, which is going alongside all the works and all the writings around the works. So it's quite cool to have something just like a bit fuller and a bit more encompassing.
And a bit less just stagnant in one little room at one period of time.
Exactly.
That's forgotten about.
I love it.
It sounds like it's going to be fantastic. So that's opening next Wednesday at 6 o'clock at Room Gallery, or it's RM Gallery. I would say Room Gallery.
Yeah, I think it's Room Gallery.
Yeah. Threesome, I was thinking that today. I could be saying it completely wrong. And that's so uncool. At Three Samoa House Lane. And for more info, you can go to rm.org.nz. Or if you'd like to follow Holly on Instagram, her Instagram handle is emotional_consumer_69. Thank you so much for coming in. It was lovely to chat to you, and I look forward to your show next week.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.